Jingles.
Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast for July 21st, 2016. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Show and TKJingles.com. Today we've got four brand new songs. We'll feature KJ Onstad's faux live set from Evil Liver. We'll revisit some of the best songs of the summer from 2013, 2014, and 2015. And then be sure to stick around for that ending because it's something you're not going to want to miss. Okay, so we usually play a little intro song here to get started. Before we do that, I wanted to give a little backstory of what the song is about. I send out emails from tkjingles.com maybe once a month, once every 3 months, once every 6 months, sometimes once every week. But it's pretty sporadic. And usually if there's some specific purpose, like I'm trying to get rid of the shirts in my attic or I'm trying to announce that we have a live show coming up, I try not to bother people or spam them. And occasionally folks opt out of the email list, and it always disappoints me to see that. But I understand you don't want to get bothered by spam. But the ones that always get to me are the ones that leave a comment. And this last one just said, no longer relevant. And I wasn't trying to take that. Am I no longer relevant? Is TK Jingles no longer relevant? Are they just not like Tony anymore? I don't know. But it did bother me, so I figured, like all things in life, it was best to work through it by writing a stupid jingle.
Your list is no longer relevant. No longer relevant, at least not to me. Take me off of your list, cause it's not relevant. Not relevant, so please remove me.
All right, and the best part about that song is I will reply to that person that finds this no longer relevant with that song. So that's the last email they received from me. I mean, it won't be spam. It'll be a direct one-on-one exchange. So we got four new songs up front here. It's been a little bit slow since Evil Liver. I think that took a lot of steam out of everybody as they recover getting ready for Labor Day. But Brad Weiss has been busy, and he's got two new ones, Danny's Song and Believe It or Not, and then Doug Adams with his first contribution collaborating with Joe Arrow on a YouTube parody, The Show Has Not Changed. And then a new one by KJ Onstad teaming up with John Neiswinger. It's podcast time.
People curse at me and ask, what have I done? No more radio fun. Should we blame it on your son? There will be no Shein here, no more model runs. Extremely dumb. Now the forecast looking glum. But what you mean we ain't got money? That kind of joke isn't funny. Somebody had better bring the straight cash home. For in the morning when I rise, I walk the dog who leaves her surprise. A gift that like this show is gonna stink on ice. Was it just a month ago I was riding high? I didn't need no podcast file. I guess I still got PTI. Now I sit alone at night and rue the day. Just repeat that old refrain. The show is never gonna change. But what you mean we ain't got money? That kind of joke isn't funny. Somebody had better bring the straight cash home. For in the morning when I rise, I walk the dog who leaves her surprise. A gift that like this show is gonna stink on ice.
What are we doing out here? I can't believe that I've left. Suddenly I'm in a panicky state. Who's gonna pay for this mess? Believe it or not, I'm not getting paid. I guess it's time for some wine at the sink. Maybe we'll have a new podcast to lay. What do you think? You better believe this show stinks. Oh,
All of this is just my kid's idea. Who says podcasts are good for the Jews? He thinks that we'll have a hit on our hands, or this could be listened up to. Believe it or not, I won't be on air. I've left a fortune in future pay. Look at that pile of money right there. What did I think? This show hasn't changed, it still stinks.
I wanna run, I want to hide. I just tore up a lucrative contract, I still don't know why. I wanna kill Nigel. It's such a shame. What are my show sponsors' names? Huh. I wanna do podcasts in my own space. All my old listeners disappearing without a trace. I wanna stay at home and watch Jesse. No, this show has not changed. No, no. Well, this show has not changed. No, the show will not change. We are still figuring this whole damn thing out. Burning through cash. Michael's at the wheel. How will we pay guests? Maybe free Courtney tapes. DC is a mess. Baby deer walk my land. Old guy radio is now a podcast. What's going on out here, man? Won't drive in the snow, won't fly on an aeroplane. Well, this show has not changed. No, no. Well, this show has not changed. No, my show will not change. I'll still be reading emails, faxes, and notes for all of you folks. And when Nigel says we've got just 10 seconds, I'll just say fuck you.
The show still stinks. The show still stinks. Vetch, vetch, vetch won't change a thing. Won't change a thing. But did you think this through? And every little's worried, worried about you. Come podcast time. Just think of all the dough, think of all that straight cash you left on the table, along with Nigel's health plan. Remember all the bagels, remember how they tasted. Has anyone told Jeannie who's bringing the bacon now? And oh yeah, it's podcast time. So hang on tight.
So it's not quantity, it's quality this summer. Another great one from KJ. And how nice is it that Doug Adams has joined the conversation with his first jingle there, collaborating with Joe Arrow. Now I want to transition to KJ's live set. As you know, Penn Social didn't actually capture any of the live audio. So this whole summer we'll be featuring live sets, essentially live sets, from folks that participated in the show. So far we've heard from Steve Lipton and Joe Arrow. This week we have KJ Onstad. So without further ado, I'll hand it over to KJ. And I guess after all this time, I've realized we've got a Shmuel Steenstein situation here, where You hear it in the very beginning. She announces that her name is KJ Onstad. So I guess I've been mispronouncing it for 3 years. All right, so here you go, KJ.
Hey, everybody. It's KJ Onstad. And as you know, Jerry has asked those of us that performed at TK Jingles Even Liver, just called it Even Liver. In my head, it's always been Even Liver. Okay, well, never mind. At the event, he asked us to kind of do a redo of our live set since the venue, Penn Social, had some issues with the audio, as he's already spoken about. So I'm going to attempt to do that here. But first, let me... he also asked us to maybe go over some highlights of the event, and I already sent mine to him, and I believe he read them 2 weeks ago on his broadcast, so I won't go over all of them. But there was one sentence that he didn't read. It's kind of really just a wrap-up sentence, but it read, "I'm sure there's a lot I'm forgetting, because really the whole thing was one big nonstop highlight." And I'm sure that sounds like a cop-out, but really that is just so, so true in this case. The whole thing was just so fabulous, and so it makes it really hard to pick out just a few highlights. One of the highlights I didn't mention, though, was all the collaborations that I was able to do this time. I think we all, you know, we all performed our live sets, and I did quite a few songs, and I think I only did two songs solo. For the rest of the songs, John Fitzpatrick, Rob Berg, Jason Fuse, and Steve Lipton were kind enough to come on stage with me and sing background vocals to those songs, and we just had a blast. It was so, so fun. So thanks again, guys. So obviously, they are not here to do that with me, but I did manage to round up the people in my house, and by the people, I mean the one person in my house, to try and recreate that live feeling as best we can. So we're going to get to that here in just a minute, but I did want to say thanks to Jerry. There's sort of a silver lining for me in all this audio problems that we had, in that I get a second chance to redo that first song in my set. I was the first one out after Mr. Tony, so everybody was amped up. Mr. Tony had just done the great rehashing of his Carville roast, and all the bigs were on stage. Everybody was excited. It was great. Everybody was winding down. People were still talking. And here I am up there starting my set, and I can't hear a thing. The audio is not good. It got better as the night went on. It still was hard to hear all night, but it was really hard in the very beginning. Jerry did say, if you can't hear it, and just tell him to start it over. And, you know, I didn't even think of that. Once the music started, I thought I heard it, but I didn't hear it. They started it probably a full measure before I actually heard it and came in, so I missed the timing of the big boom of the song. And, you know, hindsight is 50-50, so in hindsight, I would have had him start it over. But I didn't, and it was fine. You know, you move on, but it's kind of nice to get a second chance, so hopefully I won't screw it up this time. All right, everybody, thanks. Here we go.
Sing about anything he says, never asking why. I hear all day about podcast delays. Where is my American pie? Don't you ever say I'm the one insane. I don't sing about food. Now I'm humming lines about some bald orange guy in place of my favorite Hey Jude. Honestly, here we go again. Why do you have to rag my songs? I can't even recall them now. What happened to my Elton John? All I ever hear is fake. Ooh, geez, who cares about his bocce ball? Are you ever gonna give this up? Don't need a song when it's called. Trees, yeah. Junior. I just wanna hear Katie again. I never meant to start a war. I just wanna hear my songs again. Not a misquoted Paul Simon. Don't you ever say I'm the one insane. I think maybe that's you. I put this next song on my song list just on the off chance that Liz Clark would show up, and she did, and she could not have been more fabulous.
Born to run. Born to run. I'm going soon down the pike. Not even stopping for a quick morning bite. Born to run.
Coming, it's two. Fists a bang, bang, banging on my dash like boom. But the chick chair's calling me. I can't be late. Don't want Harry's fate to be my fate. My stomach's growling, cause it's not fair. That's just fine, cause I know Nigel made that stop instead. I show up for Bruce and bagels. I get both, don't even need to finagle. They play me Bruce and feed me bagels. Even like it when I breathe that sigh. So I show up for Bruce and bagels, munching on a rye while talking skins, egos. I'd yak all day for Bruce and bagels, yeah. I'll say anything that you like. Even give me that sigh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty clear, nothing worth a dime, but I can chuck it, save you some. It's junk, won't hurt to look twice though. Ranger Rick magazines, artwork on the floor. That thing holding your TP, come on man, they gotta go. But that fish platter's a beauty, don't give it up. Cause there's a little in Alaska who can load it to the top. I know Nigel is pissed cause I brought those pretzels by.
Ooh, big box, ooh, big box.
Probably just wants to sift through the booty before you say bye. You know it's all a bunch of junk, bunch of junk, no treasure. It's all a bunch of junk, bunch of junk, no treasure. It's all a bunch of junk, no treasure. It's all a bunch of junk, bunch of junk.
He's never actually typed a text. He never does stay till the end of the movie. And he loves a good sweater vest. And he might throw things like coffee creamer. But every day we tune in wondering who will he be crushing. Kevin with the forecast, goddess has him blushing. We don't care. He buys Cadillacs with straight cash, and everybody likes PTI previews, Hornaday reviews, old guy Bob Ryan, finally the mailbag, here it comes. What's Nigel gonna pick today? And we'll always be loyal.
Loyal.
Littles of the TK show. This kind of show is just for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Could he be cooler?
Cooler.
Can't everybody be? But we think he rules, he rules. So read those notes, Tony.
I feel like I'm back there in that basement listening to KJ belt out those songs. Great job, KJ. And sorry about the name for all these years. Now, I'd like to transition to featuring some of the summer songs from the past 3 years. Now, in the open of this show, you heard that we only had 4 new songs this week, but in general, the summers have been pretty bountiful at TK Jingles. And we'll start with the summer before there was even a website. Back in 2013, shortly after the jingles became a thing, I spent a long time that summer writing jingles in my spare time and my drive to work and all the downtime that I had when I wasn't listening to Tony because he was off the air. And the goal was just to write enough music so that when his show came back, there would be enough of a backlog that he would be able to keep playing jingles. So I wanted to play four of my favorites from that period here, and they're all favorites for different reasons. This first one, Orange, is a Coldplay song that has never made the show, and it's just super simple and quick and easy, but it was always a favorite of mine. And then the next two really were game changers for me mentally, in that it didn't have to just be faxes and note songs, that there were other things we could do with this, and that really kind of opened up the whole notion that it could be more than just let's sing about emails and notes. And then the last one is just kind of a ridiculous exercise in a cappella music. There's like 20 parts in it. It was just a ton of fun to do, so I wanted to replay it. So here's four songs from the summer of 2013, all by me, and then we'll diversify as we move on to the next few years.
Look at the clock, we're through with hours. Whatever should we do? Tony's all orange, he's got email, notes and faxes too. He's gonna read a few. Tony's all orange. Well, he's in his early 60s, cantankerous and thrifty, and he remembers when a new car cost a dime. He's built a cornucopia of grievances and phobias, complains about his enemies and their supposed crimes. Ask me why I listen, is it a mental condition? Why would anyone want to hear that kind of show? Man, I don't know. He fears bridge driving and he's terrified of flying. Holds a grudge about the severance he got from that bum ride. You, he finds Google confusing. Urban skiing's not amusing. He'll get mad if you mention wild ponies. Man, someday I hope I get the chance to bitch like Mr. Tony. Bitch like Mr. Tony. Is anybody here heard my old friend Dennis? Cerebral, cryptic, and obtuse. He confused a lot of people and the average fan of Mike and Mike. Just can't think that hard on Monday night. Oh, Monday night. Anybody here heard my old friend Tony? We know Aaron Rodgers thought he stunk. He annoyed a lot of people, but PTI is still a great show. The littles sure love him on the radio. Hold the radio. Has anybody here heard my old friend John? He's a total natural in the booth. He informed a lot of people, and I can say with a total lack of sarcasm, God's gift to broadcasting, and that's the truth. Everybody loves John Gruden. Blah, 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 blah.
I'm probably the one guy on earth who liked both Dennis Miller and Tony Kornheiser on Monday Night Football and doesn't listen to John Gruden. So a very, 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 very niche and specific group of folks. All right, now as we transition to 2014, you'll notice the theme here. These are all really songs of longing and loneliness and missing Tony and waiting for him to be back, with the exception of one collaboration of David Bowie song that I worked on with Bill Bardo. Everything else in this set is going to be just missing Tony. So this was also the summer that, just like the previous summer, I was kind of concerned there would be a big gulf and not a lot of new music. So I, as part of the Kickstarter, challenged myself to do 31 songs in 31 days. So we'll hear a few of those as part of this set, along with some other songs from, as I said, Bill Bardo, John Fitzpatrick, and Patrick Moffitt. And then a little add in there by the woman who was related to my marriage at the very end of this set.
See the pile, how big it's grown. Hitler stamps, McManus mugs, and pickled figs. Ice cream, chocolates, kind bars, pretzels. Anyone who sees it says, man, what a pig. And the minute Tony went away, vacationing till Labor Day, the weasels came. They ransacked the pile, took the jingle shirts, ate all the fancy free desserts, and staked their claims. And Tony, we listen, why you ask us for food. And we mostly laugh with you and all the junk you've accrued. I heard the last show down in Rockville. About a month or so, and life went on for Mr. Porthouser. He drove his Cadillac across the bridge real slow. He held a podcast down in Annandale, where jingles and the mailbag flow. Lines all went down, and Tony left the town, but Jerry went right on with the show. Oh, 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 oh. Is there an update from down in Rockville? When will his new deal be complete? Hey Jerry, are you there for Michael's wedding day? If so, please ask around and maybe send a tweet. For now we all sit back and wonder if Courtney ever comes again. We'll land review the flicks. Will we hear monkey pics? Or could this really be the end? The end of the show.
I wish I had pants. 36s, size 36 pants. Though nothing will keep us from riding. Kitty mysteries, where Tony keeps whining. Oh, we can be junior just for one day. I will be knight, and you will be too. We won't be on the show unless they pay. We can be junior just for one day. Oh, we can be here just for one day.
Tony went away. Rock and all that DC brass. 10-month radio show is a real scheme. 2 months no show makes little scream. Tony, welcome back. Hate sports talk, yak. Need you to pick up the slack. Tony, show's ahead. So tired of that podcast delay book. I'm singing high fidelity mailbag jingles, and on my bike I do wear white.
They say that this is not the best of shows, but it's the only show I've ever known. I never heard listener phone calls and don't know what you mean by Death Star Radio. But I remember Kevin Stamfield's movie reviews and how David Byrd would fill in every show or two. And at this point, I'm just hoping Tony comes back. Mr. Tony, we want more of you.
Stay on the air. Don't
taxes on notes, back for more cash, but nowhere to go. Did TK give his final wave, or will he rise up from the grave?
First time for everything, let's do this. Gonna rap about a guy who's kinda clueless. He's in the entertainment business as an orange clown with a producer who acts British.
Cheerio.
Have you ever had your felt-up fish?
No, why?
Grab some eggs and mix them just like this.
What?
Cup of onions and some horseradish.
Okay.
Nice meal type of thing that would impress at a Brit.
Not Jewish.
Well, in that case, you're gonna hate that. And I doubt that you'd ever want to taste that. Oh my, I've gotten really, really off track. Guess I'm nervous about Tony's contract.
I'm so antsy, 'cause I just don't know if Mr. Tony is coming back on the radio. I'm so antsy, is he really gone? That's all the littles wanna know.
Come on, lady, just do this. I know you're not stupid. Don't wait for later, 'cause honest, the truth is we've all been patient, and there ain't no replacement. And every day you wait is just turning the station.
Getting
money on time, you can pay him in dimes. Doesn't know what things cost, born in 1859. He's only working part-time, so maybe pay him in wine. But the delay won't go away, 'cause your weasel's a slime. Got a PTI hat, I had. He signed that, but you know he'd rather have a new contract. Signed to T-O-N-Y, get his name in ink, and he'll be working back in Rockville on a show that stinks.
I'm so antsy, 'cause I just don't know if Mr. Tony is coming back on the radio. I'm so antsy, summer's almost done, we're all so ready for the show.
Contract.
Man, when that song was big, Michelle must have hassled me for 2 or 3 weeks that we had to do a jingle set to that. God, I just the idea of rapping and doing that ridiculous voice and all that stuff just sounded so awful. But in the end, I think it turned out okay, and I'm glad that that she pushed for it. So now, as in the summer of 2015, the theme changed. So there are a few songs of longing here, first by Patrick and KJ, and then there's one in here by Steve Lipton. But for the most part, folks seem to be writing jingles just to maintain the edge. And I think Robert Berg even comments on that in the lyric section for the song we're going to feature from him. And so that was keeping folks going. And those the two that I did specifically were for that reason, just because I wanted to keep writing songs that could ultimately be on the show and were a little bit more evergreen about Tony, but could fill in any time. And then the other reason that folks did songs that summer was because we had a challenge as part of a podcast episode, or podcast, I believe it was rebranded at that time, but we had a challenge to do covers of other folks' songs, and we featured that throughout the summer. So there were some really cool covers last summer as well. If you didn't listen to the summer 2015 podcast, go check it out. There's some really great songs. We'll feature one of those by Jason Fuse. So here are some of my favorite songs, some of the featured songs from the summer of 2015.
So Tony's been gone all summer long at his house down at the beach. And they pull his own, but he's taking calls about the Skins' third string QB. Oh, Tony, won't you come back soon? 'Cause the littles need to sing. We'll send you emails, faxes, and some notes to tell you this show stinks.
Well, I'm famous, but not as famous as I wanna be. I still scare away celebrities, don't they watch PTI? And I'm working, even though I'm almost 83. I'm not leaving till they fire me, and I think I've earned that right.
You know you'd think by now I'd have more repute. I'm on TV in every bar, although I'm always on mute. I spent 3 long years calling football games. How does Anna Kendrick not know my name? Don't you know who I am? I'm famous, so I'm allowed to be a total jerk to a puny little hotel clerk. I'll never reap what I sow. I'm famous, but not as famous as I ought to be. George Costanza played me on TV on a pretty awful show. I'm famous. Will Bond says I'm out of control.
Fusion, bebop, or Moe's, a celebration of all those unplayed notes and people of the bike in their Peloton vests. Would you mind stepping inside? My 10 speed's getting wet. Ponder. Pontoon boat, are any more hurricanes hanging round? Grab that chick in the Volvo, nice spot, huh? And open Shane too. These dopes won't bother us anymore. Those gale force winds will send them to the ocean floor. We'd love if they were unceremoniously disposed of.
A Long Island boy, just like his father said, he grew up smart, except for driver's ed. At Camp Kiyuma, he would try to swim, but swimming's not for everyone. He found out before Washington went off to school. At Harper way upstate, hung out with nerds. The snack bar wasn't great. A job at Newsday first, and then the Times. Sports writing life had just begun. And then he came to Washington. Radio was what he did best, with Andy Poley and the rest. First for the Post, then ESPN. They made him take a vacation. Old guy then, a news update. The mailbag we can hardly wait. So Liz is on, he's such a bore. What do we keep on listening for? For the Post, bandwagon columnists. He met Will Bond and then tried TV next. He left the paper then, thanks to Raju, but TV paid a tidy sum, and so he stayed in Washington. Little's List in many ways, on radio and into waves. They suffered through delayed podcasts till the weasels got up off their ass. David, Gary, Liz, and Gene.
discussing all the local teams. Now Tony's talking about the grocery store. What do we keep on listening for? So my child and I came to this place to meet him eye to eye and face to face. Ask my kid anything, he's really smart. Thanks for sharing so much fun, my radio friends in Washington.
Actually typed a text. He never does stay till the end of the movie. And he loves a good sweater vest. But he might throw things like coffee creamer. But every day we tune in wondering who will be crushing. Kevin with the forecast, got us as in blushing. We don't care. He buys Cadillacs with straight cash, and everybody likes PTI previews, holiday reviews. Old guy Bob Ryan, and finally the mailbag. Here it comes. What's not to go pick today? It will always be loyal. Littles of the TK show. This kind of show is just for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. And could he be cooler? Well, couldn't everybody be? Well, he rules, he rules. And we'll always be loyal. Littles of the TK show. The kind of show is just for us. We crave a different kind of buzz.
So long, need you back where you belong. Don't I miss you? Talk to Negrelli on the phone. Soon your show's gonna be back on. So Liz is gonna quiz you. Sometimes I
Monday morning's really easy. Almost anyone could do sports radio. But as the week wears on, it's harder, and you're forced to ask yourself, what's your Thursday show? You thought you'd hit your stride, but really that was just the pride before the fall. Now you're getting sad and desperate. You've sunk so low that you started taking calls. If you wanna do it, go and try it. Apply for a job. If you'd like to get paid minimum wage, then this is your shot. How would you fill time? June and July, talk real slow in Babylon. Babylon. Babylon.
Babylon. You know, that song Babylon is special to me just because when Eva, my oldest daughter, was born about 4.5 years ago, that was one of the few songs that she would that would put her to sleep, that she would really enjoy. So I was never a huge David Gray fan, but once I discovered that, I listened to that song all the time. So that idea of repurposing Babylon as Babylon just kind of came through mass repetition of that stupid song. Now, we're running a little bit long here, so I'm not going to play the mailbag jingle, but I got a couple of notes here I wanted to share, and then we get a special treat to end the show. So first, from Andrew from Harlem, Holland, says, "Dear TK Jingle staff, please pass on my thanks and congratulations to your boss. While I was disappointed the people at Penn Social nosed up the audio, this was completely forgotten once I heard Steve Lipton's and Joey Negrelli's as live sets. And to be honest, all we tune in for is the hope of a shadow sighting. It took me all my self-control not to skip straight to the shadow, but it was worth the wait. Can't wait for the second season. Hashtag Dame's got a dame. Hashtag free the shadow." And now, Andrew and others who are fans of The Shadow on the podcast, I've gotten a lot of really encouraging notes from last week's episode, which stunned me. Last week's Shadow episode has actually been downloaded now more than the Gary Braun interview episode, which was always one of the top episodes. So pretty soon it'll overtake the Tony Kornheiser interview episode. But if you enjoyed The Shadow, as stupid as it was, rather than hunting through the three previous podcasts, you can actually go on my YouTube channel right now, and I spliced it all together into one 11.5-minute featured episode. So go check it out. Leave me some feedback. As always, email me and let me know what you think about this stuff. And thank you for encouraging that ridiculous endeavor. I really had a lot of fun doing it, and I was so glad that so many people volunteered to be a part of it. And Brad Weiss joked on Twitter that he should be up for award, and I really do think that, you know, Brad deserves something for that wonderful performance as the proprietor of the Schwitz, Shmuel Steinstein. All right, so then next here we have a note from Steven. He says, "Thank you for putting Jingle Fest together. I had an incredible time both at the event and completing the Mr. Tony Heritage Tour while in D.C. Bagel City, the Refugee Safeway, La Cheeserie, the Avalon Theater, the Mayflower, and of course, the Palm, where we first met you. I also want to let you know how much I'm enjoying your podcast. I listened for the first time after Jingle Fest when Gabby said she was going to write in, and now I'm hooked. It feels like you're doing the show just for me. I just came back from a run during which I listened to your January 7th Year in Review show. Your compilation of clips and the jingles they inspired was truly breathtaking. I haven't missed Mr. Tony's show since 2012, and while Gabby has been listening since 2013, she has missed a few of the origin stories, the bocce ball, for example, but the podcast fills in the gaps. I also want to add how great your voice is on the radio. I hope you're included as a frequent guest on the big show in the fall. We really need to get the word out on your podcast. It's better than I could have imagined." Well, that's really, that's kind, Stephen. You know, I think that this show will live on as is unless I'm asked or invited to do something different. As I've said before, I really try to have this be something different than Tony's show, and I think that that's what generates some of the negative comments because it's not a... It's not the Howard Stern thing. We're just going to talk about Tony all the time. I mean, it's obviously very TK-focused, but, you know, it lives on its own. So If they had some type of podcast network and want some support at some point, I'd be glad to talk about that. But I think for the foreseeable future, you got this, and then you have something else, which we're going to feature now. And this is actually inspired by this lovely iTunes review from last summer when I proceeded to do a lot of long episodes to help fill in the Tony gap. Here's the review. Great funny songs, if you're a TK fan, but geez, do we really need 10 minutes of Jerry yakking away with each podcast? It's not impossible to fast forward through, but not easy as the whole edition is a single track. Couldn't you blather into the mic for some separate, ignorable podcast? Please? So ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce a separate and ignorable podcast.
The show is kind of musical. Sometimes clever, sometimes juvenile. Yeah, Robert Berg is incomparable, but your chatter is unbearable. You go on way too long, so please stick with the songs. I could skip you, of course, but that's kind of a chore. Save your commentary for some other podcast that's separate and ignorable. Separate and ignorable.
Welcome to the Separate and Ignorable Podcast. I am your host, Jeremy Grelli. This podcast just features me talking, so I got a story for you today. So a couple years ago, my wife Michelle was backing out of her parents' driveway, and they've got these trees lining either side of the driveway with low-hanging branches. And so I'm sure you know where the story is going. She backed up, and one of the trees just smashed into the frame on the left side of her car. Didn't break the windshield, but severely damaged the metal frame. So she drove around like that for a little while until one day at a Home Depot, a gentleman approached her and said, "Hey, I can fix that for you." Just some random guy in a Home Depot parking lot. And she had gotten an estimate done, and the estimate was like $1,500 or something. And this guy said, "I can do it for $700 or something like that." So it was like half the price. She said, "Really?" He said, "Oh yeah, I do this all the time." He gave her a card and said, "Give me a call. We'll do it. Let's take care of this." So she decided, all right, what the hell? Let's get this guy. Let's have him do it because he can do it for half the price. So he met her in the parking lot of the Annandale Fitness Center. So obviously a very reputable businessman. And he spent a few hours applying. He matched the paint. He looked up the paint for this particular car. It was a silver car. Matched it, rubbed it in there, and spent a couple hours in this parking lot working on the job. And when he was done, it was smooth, I guess. It was sort of silver. It kind of blended in. You know, it kind of worked. So, you know, for half the price, she said, "Oh, I guess this is good enough. Thank you." And she went on her way. But then over the next few weeks, as the sun bleached the car, as the elements became a factor, the color started to change. And now it became a strange yellowish splotch. And every week it got a little bit worse and a little bit worse and a little bit worse. And, you know, he started to scratch her head and said, "Gosh, we really should have just had, you know, we should have gone to the dealership or a body shop and just had somebody take care of this for the full price, even though it was so expensive." And so Michelle's father came to the rescue. So this is a character, Norberto, that will be featured frequently on the Separate and Adorable podcast because we always have such colorful adventures together. And so Norberto came and said, "You know, Michelle, I got a guy." And this is also a theme of our relationship. He's always got a guy that can do stuff. And there's always some wonderful, wonderful twist. So anyway, Norberto said, "Michelle, I got a guy. Don't worry about it. Trust me." And she said, "Well, I don't know. The previous folks you've hooked us up with, it hasn't always worked out." He said, "Oh, no, don't worry. This is going to work." So we said, "Well, how do you know this guy? How do you know that he's reputable?" He said, "Oh, well, I volunteer at the homeless shelter, so I know him from there. You know, we work together. I know him from down there. And You know, he does this. He's got a body shop where he does stuff on the side on the weekends where, you know, when he's not working, he does it on the weekends. And he can do this for you, and I'll get a price from him. So anyway, he comes back. He says, I know you already sunk like $700 or whatever it was into this. He can do it. He can fix that nasty damage and repaint it for you, because really it was the paint that had to be fixed, not so much the body. The body looked good, but he can paint that for you. It's going to look wonderful. So we went to this guy, went down to the body shop on a Saturday afternoon, and it was really odd. You know, we went in there, and it didn't really seem like much of a body shop. It seemed more like a storage area. It was in an industrial warehouse, an industrial parking lot, and it was just a giant garage, and you walked in, and there were parts everywhere. There were half-finished projects everywhere, and there was a rather slovenly-looking guy sitting in a chair just with some oily rags, just rubbing some stuff. And so he got really excited. We walked in and said, oh, what can I do for you? How can I help? We said, oh, we know Norberto. He said, oh, yeah, I know him from the shelter. That's great. So he mentioned that you were going to bring your car by. I'll paint it for you. And it was some astronomically cheap price, as I think I said already, but it was like $150 or something. It was just way too good to be true. And he said, you know, while I'm at it, your wheels look a little bit scuffed. I've got some paint I can use to redo your tires, not the tires themselves, but the metal frames, and it'll look better than new. And I'll do it for another $100 or something. And so, oh, wow, well, this is great. Okay, so we dropped the car off, and we came back the next day. And it was like I had taken a crayon and tried to fix Michelle's car. I mean, the level of quality on this repair job was so poor, we were speechless. I mean, it just wasn't even sure how to react. And so, I mean, the color of the car was silver, but he had used some kind of like glittery silver paint for the touch-up job, and then he used the exact same paint for the wheels. So he said he had some other paint to use, but clearly he just had extra and decided to put it on there. So the wheels looked absurd. I mean, they were not only the wrong color, but they had drip marks all over them where you just had sprayed it on there and obviously not wiped it in or anything. And then the car itself had this horrible hue of a glitter silver on it where it's just like a big splotch in the back. And so this is the moment when usually in a transaction you would challenge the person selling you the service and say, you know, I'm not going to pay you. And so I asked him, I said, you know, this really, I'm not sure how I feel about this job. Now, you've done a lot of this before, right? I mean, Roberto said that he knows you from volunteering with him at the shelter and stuff. He said, oh, volunteer? No. I'm homeless. I know him from the homeless shelter. I'm just one of the homeless guys. I crash in this garage on the weekends and just try to pick up odd jobs. I just need money. So that was just a moment of utter clarity. I said, all right, well, I guess our work here is done. Here's your $150 or whatever. We'll be on our way. And that was the end of that. And we swore at that moment that we would never, ever go with a recommendation from my father-in-law again. But, you know, there is a rest of the story that we'll tell someday.
Separate and ignorable.